Fifth parak of Silvis Mishnah Vav. A matzah is to mitashish a mitzah. A person makes a neder that he will not have any hanor from the tashmish with his wife. So Veshami Yomim Shtei Shapotes. Veshami says that they should wait 2 weeks. If within 2 weeks the matter is neder, good. If not, you should divorce her. But the chance is not going to keep a normal marital situation, responsibility. They still love him Shabbos Hechid. Wait 1 week. More than 1 week, we don't wait. Period. Tamidim that go to learn in the yeshiva from a married Tamidim go even without permission. It's understood that they're going to learn Talmud Torah. We let them go for 30 days, that's acceptable. She doesn't have to ask special permission from his wife. It's understood that she married a Talmud Chacham, he may go to yeshiva 30 days at a time. In other words, a husband has a requirement of oina to his wife to be together. If it's a Talmud, when he got married, he's allowed to take 30 day break, go to yeshiva. For Alan, laborers, Shabbos Echos, they are allowed to take a break from 1 week to the next, but not more than that. Ha'oina muravatoya, and the oina, the specified time for marital relations, which is mentioned in the Torah, depends on the person. Tayolim are people that have money and do not have to work to support themselves, so they have a lot of free time on themselves. They bechol yom, for them it's every day. For Alan, people that labor, that work, shtayim b'shabbos, twice a week. Yeah. We said before the Mishnah, Parlam is one Shabbos, talking about when they're traveling. So if they travel, they should come back once a week. If they're in town, they should be together twice a week. Chamorim, donkey drivers, achas b'shabbos, enough once a Shabbos. Agmalim, achas v'shloishim yoyim, once every 30 days. Asvanim, achas v'shishim chadosha, Siv Rabbi Lezer. Asvanim are sailors. They go on bigger trips. They're allowed to make a trip for 6 months.